Matthew 13, let's go to verse 10. And coming near, the disciples said to Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he spoke to everyone in parables except for those who were his closest ones that he had called to hear. And he says, well, go up one before that. He says, "The one having ears to hear, let him hear." And coming near, the disciples said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? Answering, he said, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it has not been given to those." Wow, don't you want to be one of those that it's been given to you to know the mysteries of heaven? That's where we're going on Friday nights. "For whoever has, to him will be given, and he will have an overabundance." And let me say that. That's not talking about money. It's something much greater than money. Whoever has a revelation of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven will be given more revelations of the kingdom of the mysteries of heaven until there's overabundance of them. But if you don't have them, even what you have will be taken from you. I'm not going to get into all that, but that's a little scary, isn't it? And some people are bitter and say, that's not fair. That's not fair. No, what the Lord is saying, you know what? If you have been given the freedom because you've allowed God to do the work in your heart to hear some of the mysteries of heaven, starting with the born-again salvation message, you're going to be the ones who are going to get more. And you should be getting more and more, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the deeper revelations. But to those who do not even have the first mystery of heaven, everything they have is going to be taken. Right. He just comes along. But that's actually the scripture. I'm not sure which one. Yeah, it talked about the seeds that fell. Right in the parable before that, he talked about the seeds that fell, that the people who can't get it because of those things in their heart. But to those who can get it, God's going to give more and give more and give more. All right. He says, "Because of this, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." I'm just showing you some of the counterfeit of this see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. God should be in charge of our hearing. God should be in charge of our seeing. And God should be in charge of our speaking. And there, I could spend hours and hours and hours and pull up scripture after scripture about it. I just don't do that on Tuesday nights. Grow up and go look them up. All you have to do is go to concordance. Nowadays, all you have to do is go to a computer, get the Bible on your computer, put it in search, and look up the words blind, look up the words mute, look up the words hearing, look up the words. I mean, there's so many words for this. You could spend hours and days and weeks getting a pretty good revelation that God's supposed to be in charge of your hearing, your seeing, and your speaking. Okay, he says, let's just go ahead. He says, "And the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled on them, which says, in hearing you will hear and in no way understand, and seeing you will see yet no way perceive. For the heart of this people," now here's a key, "the heart of this people has grown fat, and they heard heavenly with the ears. They've closed their eyes. They do not see with their eyes. They do not hear with the ears. They do not understand with the heart, or they would be converted and he'd heal them. But your eyes are blessed because they see." Ooh, we need to see. We want to take this curse off of our eyes. To enter into the spirit, we got to get the curse off. You got to get rid of the counterfeit, okay? You got to get rid of false spirituality, because that is a demon imitating these things. But if you can see that, hate that, how do you know? The fruit stinks. Your life doesn't change. You end up back in bondage. You end up in the same junk you were always in. You're not becoming more like Christ. You're just in delusion. But when it's really God, whether it's a small portion at a time, you know that I'm seeing things I didn't see before. I'm reading the scriptures and I'm getting it. I'm hearing things that I couldn't connect before. Do you know what I mean? The Holy Spirit's there doing something. Now look, one of the things that causes this curse to stay on you, whether it's you may have nothing to do, you know, with that Buddhist thing specifically, but it has to do with the same devil who's put a curse on your seeing and your hearing and your speaking, because according to this, your heart, your spirit, Your love for people, it's grown fat. In other words, all you care about is you. It's just selfish. It's just all about you. Everything revolves around you. And because everything revolves around you, and it's no longer about the true God, it's what they want, it's what you want, it's you making up your rules, you making up your spirituality. Because of that, the curse comes on them where they can't hear. Their eyes are closed. They can't see. And they can't hear with their ears, and they can't understand with their heart. In other words, they have been blocked off from spiritual revelation and the mysteries of God. Your carnal mind is an enemy to God. So it's not okay to just have natural eyes, natural ears, and a mouth that works. Because if it's only carnal, then it's just the same as the rest of the world. And there's no real hearing, no real seeing, and no real speaking from your heart what God's placed in there, okay? So God really wants us to be spirit. He wants you to get the revelation you are a spirit with a soul in a body. And he doesn't want just your body working correctly. He wants your spirit seeing. He wants your spirit hearing. He wants your spirit understanding. And he wants you to speak from your spirit the things God places there. This other thing is a counterfeit that says, look, we can't. It's a natural thing. Okay, it's a natural thing. If you want to be good, if you want to be good, you just make sure you don't look at bad. You make sure you don't hear bad, and you make sure you don't speak bad, and therefore you're good. That's a lie. You can spend your whole life and never look at what anybody would consider evil, never hear anything that anybody would consider evil, and never speak anything evil, and go to hell. Because it's not about any of that. It's not about any of that. It's not about any of that. It's not about how good you are in your judgments and all that. I'm can't get all that. We got teaching galore back there on that stuff. Okay, now 16, because this is what I want. But your eyes are blessed. Why? Because they see. What do you mean because they see? Because they see that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because they agree with the things of God. Okay? And your ears are blessed because they hear. What do they hear? The things of God. God wants us to be a blessed people. What is he saying? Do you know where the blessing is? The blessing is in the spirit realm. The blessing's in the spirit realm, not the counterfeit, but the real. So you ought to want it. You ought to want to hear and see. It says, for truly I tell you that many prophets and righteous ones desired to see what you see. They did not see it, to hear what you hear, and they did not hear. I'm not going to go into rest. I just want you to see that the hearing and the seeing. And then there's other scriptures, let me see if I get where I put it at, where what you speak, and you can look that up, what you speak comes out of your heart. Which was this, Matthew? Look at Matthew 15:9. Okay, go, let's see. But in vain, we'll go up to 8, go up to 7. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you, saying, this people draw near to me with their mouth. Oh, this people, what people? The people who act religious but don't hear God, that don't really sell out and live for God, this people draw near to me with their mouths. The people with the religious spirit have that, whether it's the Pharisee spirit or the charismatic religious spirit. You have all the right words. You sing all the songs. You clap your hands. You raise your hands sometimes. You say everything right. It comes right out of your mouth. It goes, and with their lips they honor me, but their heart holds far off from me. In other words, they're doing all the right things, but it's not coming from their heart. It's not coming from a connection with God. It's not coming from being one with God. God would rather have you seriously understand where you're really at, reading his word, asking for help, falling in love with him, finding out he's real, letting him reveal himself to you, than to have you acting all spiritual, but your heart's not real. You don't have a real relationship with Jesus. You have all the right words. You act like it. But and let me tell you, people know the difference. The anointing is on those who spend real time with the real God. Okay, where were we? Let's see. Now listen, verse says, but in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. They teach the things that men say. In vain they worship him. Oh, it looks good. You can sing. I mean, I'm gonna go. You can turn on different channels. There'll be worship going on that's not worship. It's not the people connecting with God. And then there are a lot of more worship going forth. And calling the crowd near, he said to them, hear and understand. He's calling us. He calls us near to him, and he says, hear and understand. Hear and understand. It is not the thing entering into the mouth that defiles the man, but the thing coming out of the mouth that defiles the man. Then coming, the disciples said to him, you know that hearing the word, the Pharisees were offended. Answering, he said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Leave them alone. They are blind leading the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both fall into a pit. Watch who you have ministering to you. Watch who you have leading you. If you got somebody with a religious spirit leading you, they're blind. You're not going to see God. You're not going to grow in God. You're not going to hear God. You're just following them. You're just hearing them. If your own personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is not really increasing, and it's not based on that other person, and it's not based on hidden knowledge of the Word of God, but it's based on a real experiencing Jesus Christ, and he's changing you, and he's real in you, and you're falling in love with him, quit following the blind that you're following. Tell him, I don't see any change following you. I don't see anything in your life except a lot of words. Help them get free. You go get free and then help them get free. Leave them alone. They are blind leading the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both fall into a pit. Peter said to him, explain the parable to us. But Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not perceive that everything entering into the mouth goes into the belly and is thrown out into the waste bowl? But the things which come out, I love God. Isn't God pretty blunt? Whatever you eat is going in the toilet. All right? That's what it means. I mean, if you eat it, it's going in the toilet. This is Jesus talking about. He's like, they're like, God, we don't understand. Tell us this deep meaning. If you eat it, it's going in the toilet. But the things that come out of your mouth, these are the words that you speak. These are the things that you are saying. They come from the heart. And these are the things that defile a man. These are the things that reveal what's in your heart. What do you really say? Now, let me say this. If you take on the speak no evil demon, it's not fooling God and it's not fooling the devil that you don't let these things out of your mouth because they're still in your thinking. They're still in your thinking and they become passive aggressive because whether you let them out of your mouth or not, you need the tape on this, out of your mouth or not, there's demonic things being released and it's evil. The things that come out of the mouth come from the heart and they defile a man. For out of the heart comes reasonings, evil things, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, lies, blasphemies. These things are the things defiling the man. But eating with unwashed hands doesn't defile a man. See, we want to get the defiled things out of our hearts. We want it completely destroyed. We want it. We want something real. We want these things completely destroyed. Now, I'm not going to go, let's see. Let me see if this is what I've already done. Acts 28:26, I'm sorry. It says, go to this people and say, you will surely hear and not all understand, and you will surely see and not all perceive. For the heart of this people was fat. They have heard with the ears heavily. They've closed their eyes, lest at any time they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and be converted, and I'll heal them. You want to know where healing comes from? Seeing and hearing God with your heart. Your heart's your spirit man. God, you want to know what a rhema word is. A rhema word is when God speaks to you from his word, but you catch it in the spirit. And let me tell you what, a lot of people call a logos word a rhema word. In other words, let me get in all the Greek. A lot of people call a word that's written in the Bible, but God is not anointing it specifically for them. They call that their word he gave them, but he didn't give it to them. And then when they die of a disease, people get bitter and think, why didn't God answer their prayer? They had that word. I'm telling you, don't. When you really go to fight a real war, you need a word from God directly to your spirit, not to your soul. When God gives you a word, he gives you a word. And you can do warfare with that word. When I said to the Lord the other night, when there's all this stuff going on in Zamboanga, that's really dangerous. I mean, they're telling us not to go. Homeland Security is telling people not to go. The other lady was told not to go. I mean, you know, the CIA, they don't like you going. Because then they got to watch you and worry about you and all that. But we just trust that to God. And I said, I'm not ridiculous. If God tells me to stay home, I have no trouble. I'm packing the suitcase, sending some CDs, saying, here, you know, put it on big screen. These are some great DVDs. Here, let's just watch them on web. I mean, I have no problem with that. None. I have no ego tripping going. I hope God get any of it. I know I don't. So it's like, Lord, I can hear you clearly in this because I'm also not afraid to go. I'm more afraid to be here when I'm supposed to be there. Because I really do believe the safest place to be is in the will of God. So I said to the Lord, all right, God, all this stuff is happening. I wasn't expecting, you know, when we said yes. Please give me something. I really got a piece deep down. I believe I'm supposed to go. But could you show me? And I told you all this the other night. Instantly, this song came on. I didn't even know. I was just doing a bunch of different songs. Instantly, I mean, the minute I said, God, would you please give me something? What was I asking for? Give me something for my ears to hear in the spirit. Give me something either to see. Give me something that I would know that I 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 know by my spirit that I'm to go. And this song came on. I don't know. I'll have to try to find it. But it was like, I'm sending you to the nations and I will go with you. I mean, the instant I prayed it, that song came on. Out of 8,748 songs, went like out of two, which was still been good. The exact words, not even the whole song, those words came. And I knew. Thank you, God. So it doesn't matter what is going on over there. It just makes you really appreciate and pray for our missionaries and pray for people who really risk their lives for the gospel. And I repented forever being so spiritually pious and self-righteous to judge them as inferior because they didn't speak in tongues. Do you know how unbelievably brave it would be to go and not hear God and just trust him straight out because of his word? Wow. And here I am judging them. So I repented for all that stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? The real hearing is hearing what God is speaking to you. The real seeing is seeing what God wants you to see. And this is some of the problem with some of this false stuff that's going on where people tell you how to see. And then you think you've been to heaven and you haven't left your brain. And that's a dangerous place to park is in your brain. It's also a dangerous place to open up to the enemy. But when God speaks it, when God begins to put there, and God can do that. You know, on Friday nights, many times, or whatever time we're praying, many times when people will call me with a dream, I heard your dream, Lisa. I got the interpretation to tell you. And it's, you know how I know if a dream is from God? Wow, how does she know how to discern that dream? The minute somebody starts to speak a dream to me that's from God, I click into the spirit, and I begin to see the dream.